Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 358, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 20, The Omega Project.
It aired September 9th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. He back.
The sock is back.
The sock is back. The sock and Judd connection.
Yep.
That's it. Well, and Jackie, the Jack and Judd and Sock connection. That's too many.
Yeah, there's only two. It's too much.
This is off to a bad start, Josh. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lightspeed Rescue is very good, despite what you may have heard or feel and remember. I promise you, it's actually really good. We're going to go watch it now. Because it's July 4th, and I'm worried fireworks are going to start. So,
oh yeah, hurry up.
Rescue ready. And we're back, and we just watched
The Omega, the Omega Project.
I just wanted to call it fireworks, and I don't know why.
We just had like a 20-second conversation about fireworks.
Yeah, that's all I could think about. It's The Omega Project, and we watched it, and it was pretty great. I don't want to.
It was all right.
Maybe I liked it a lot more than you did.
I didn't dislike it.
Okay, well, I guess we'll talk about
that.
There
was a couple, like, really rad things, and then there was one point where I was like, all right, we're just, like, chilling in this episode, huh?
Maybe that's not unfair. Morphingrid.tumblr.com. You know what's throwing me off? The AC's not on, and it's very quiet. That's just throwing me off. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is it jakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbean, PodMeDaddy, PodBaby, PodMommy.
See, no one's going to think of PodMommy.
PodChef? Serving them up. Ooh. Hot and fresh daily. Pod.
That one's a mint. You get three choices on Pod Chef.
It's different every day. It's a lot like Pod Lottery, which is another place you can rate and review us. It's futile, though, because you don't get to choose what you listen to on Pod Lottery. Any of those places would be good to review us at. Please and thanks. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as a dollar a month. You get some new stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jelly Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. There's three more forthcoming that we have recorded that we have not put out yet. Also, probably actually very soon, there's going to be a blooper reel, the first of the Frankencasts that we normally do at the end of the season. I need to clear some space off my computer, so I'm going to put up a Frankencast of all the first half of the season, because there's only 40 episodes. So that'll be there first, and then at the end of the season, it'll go in the regular feed between this one and Time Force, and there'll also be a second one with the second half. So that's how I'm doing it this year. So
nice.
Yeah. Because I just need a little more space on my computer, I think.
That's fair.
I've got a lot going on right now. I can use it. Nice. So
yeah, if you want to fill out that misconceptions meme for podcasting, it takes up so much computer space.
It eats up, especially the way we do it. I mean, I'm sure we could record to an MP3 in Audacity, and it would be like 87 megabytes or whatever, but we do like... Not to get like too deep in the very boring podcast weeds, but we record on GarageBand and we export in AIFF format, which is lossless, and it's very big. It's like a gig for an hour.
Plus all the extra layers GarageBand just puts on top of that.
Just so much. And then, you know, when I'm editing, you put that into a GarageBand file and it makes it bigger. And everything you do in that file makes it bigger, even if you cut out part of the, you know, after editing, because of, you know, data. I don't know a lot of how that works. Anyway, patreon.com/JakeandJosh so we can pay for our data. What? What, Jake? Hey, so this is another one-off week. Glad you got this one from us. I was going to check the email real quick. I don't think we got any since Monday. We do have, so again, this is the only episode this week, and then next week, probably through the end of July, it's only going to be one episode a week. Maybe the first week of August, depending on... I want the Monday episodes to be odd, because that's how we've been doing it, and I feel like that's a good groove that we're in, and if we switch it up now, it'll throw both of us off forever.
That's fair.
So whatever will land us back so that Monday episodes are odd, that's when we'll come back after the end of July. But we got a couple emails. Since we're not doing a Friday episode, we're doing them now. This one is from Justin. He says, hey, Jake and Josh, since someone wrote in asking for some QQ, I think that's how you, that's a very cute way of saying it, I think. I don't know how that's how it's pronounced. QQ Sentai Gogo 5 details. Here are some quick non-spoiler ones. Oh, that's very considerate of you. Number one, the overall arc of the season is fairly similar, with the good guys fighting a demon queen who wants to return to Earth. One notable difference is that in Gogo 5, the main baddies like Diabolico and Bumblebutt Cucumbers are Benshira's children.
Oh. Oh, so they're all like siblings.
They're all fighting for who's the favorite. And it makes
and
the
obviously it's the baby.
It's the baby. It's the baby. Gotta love it. But this makes it a family of rangers versus a family of demons. That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
That sounds great. Number two, the demon's lair in Gogo 5 is located at the North Pole. Okay.
I guess that's what the North Pole looks like on the inside.
I mean, we've never been under it. I mean, it was just Santa up there.
Right.
So the demons kicked out Santa. They're the real villain. They're the worst. Rough. They're probably the worst villains in Sentai then.
Unless it ends with Santa.
I want
taking back his land.
I want everything to end with Santa beating up fools.
Yes.
But it's located at the North Pole. Moving it to underneath Mariner Bay for Power Rangers creates a problem where both it and the city seemingly occupy the same space. Yeah, I've been having that problem this whole time. That said, the demons regularly coming from the North Pole to attack a specific city in Japan has its own set of problems. So I can see why they changed it. Love the show. You're both awesome. Justin. Well, thank you very much. I hope that gets people to want to watch it, because that actually sounds pretty baller.
It does sound pretty cool.
I really like the idea of, like, I'm the oldest brother demon, and I hate my baby sibling, because my mom
throw
likes
him
more.
In a furnace so that I can inherit the family business.
Does that mean that Jinxer is another sibling, or is the butler?
Oh, crap. He might be the nanny.
He might be their nanny. Waluigi the demon. Demouigi. Why demon? I don't like either. I
think demon just can't put demon in there.
No, it doesn't work. It's a tricky word to get into other words. Plus, Waluigi is already just one utterance away from being too complicated. Like, it is exactly as far as it can go before it is just mush. We also got another email from Lewis, who says, hey again, guys, I've got another headcanon about Power Rangers. Most of the ones I have related to later seasons, like SPD, made the Samurai Rangers, so I'll hold off. Okay, what? Guess we'll get there soon. I think the Morphin Grid is a series of planets, with the major three being Earth, Eltar, and Triforia, that all generate power because of how they are aligned, similar to something that you may or may not have already covered in this season. In the last episode that hasn't aired yet for when you sent this email.
Right.
Also that Onyx is part of the grid, but since it's corrupted by evil, nobody's been able to make Power Rangers on it, but Power Rangers items and morphers keep ending up on it. Oh, that makes sense too. I never considered that the Morphin Grid would be a ley line system between planets. And it kind of makes sense. And if it's more like there's also Bugland. Where Dax from?
Dax? Who Dax?
Dax is Mask Rider?
Hey, new phone. Who Dax?
Dax?
That was not...
Not Eltar.
Edenoi?
Edenoi, yes. It was Edenoi.
Yeah.
And then there was also a couple others that were important here or there. Miranoi probably is also part of that. But I really like that idea. Makes a lot of sense other than just like, I don't know, there's like morphin energy.
We'll call it a grid, but we don't know what that means,
it's
really.
It's a grid, and you gotta jack into it. You probably use a dongle to jack in the morphin grid.
Morphin grid, jack into it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dig it. But thank you very much, Lewis. That is, I really like that idea.
I do. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. That's all we got for today. As far as emails, we don't have any new patrons because we did an episode. We recorded an episode 2 days ago. None have come in since then. And it doesn't look like we have any tweets or anything that we can talk about. So would you like to jump right into this episode?
Yes.
We start off with a boy looking through a telescope, bragging about his cool telescope that he made himself to Joel.
Yeah, Joel is just like...
Joel's just here.
He's chilling in this little boy's room.
Not, again, and not in a weird way.
I don't mean that,
he's just literally hanging out with this boy.
It's endearing that he's hanging out with a kid.
It really is. And he will ruin that so fast after the cold open.
The cold open for Joel is great. The rest of the episode, he just immediately face plants and never recovers.
It's a big fart noise. Here's the thing. The kid's name is Simon. We never find out their relationship. I don't think they're brothers, but I do think they're like cousins. They feel about cousins to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Or just like a kid he knows.
He's a Power Ranger friend.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they were friends before. Because he's talking about how he wants to work at Lightspeed now.
Yeah.
And then Joel says like, well, you know, it's dangerous there. You know, you gotta, you know, it's demons. There's a whole bunch going on. He's like, well, that's where I want to work. And so he's like, well, if you work hard enough, you'll be able to work anywhere in the world.
Yeah, he does also, he has a high-frequency scanner that he scans Joel's morpher with.
Yes.
That's very important.
It will be. He's like, what is that? He's like, oh, it's a high-frequency scanner that I made.
Every time this kid is like, hey, look at this, I made that, Joel's jaw drops a little more each time.
Because he made this telescope that looks like very advanced. It has a... I think I read 6,000 times zoom.
I think so. And he also said he put some kind of like filter or something. Not a filter, because that wouldn't make sense for what it does, but like it allows more light in so you can see more.
Yeah.
The whole time, Joel is just like dead-eyed, mouth agape. Like, yeah, totally.
It's really good. Where's this dude been? This dude was in the first episode. We really liked Joel in the first episode.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then he left. He immediately left. And now he's back. But don't get used to him. He will be straying pretty soon. We cut from there to Olympias, who's like, Mom, I called an asteroid. And she's like, an asteroid?
It's like a clip. He's explaining the asteroid. And we're seeing like what he's talking about. And then it just... throws Bashira a still shot of Bashira's face over it, and she's like, asteroid?
It's not even a clip at first. It's literally just like a picture of an asteroid hitting Mariner Bay, and then it cuts to a destroyed picture of destroyed Mariner Bay with Bashira's big face over it and her yelling. It's like, what am I looking at?
I don't know.
What is this?
It's very strange.
He's like, yeah, nothing can stop it. And we cut back to Simon, and his mom is like, hey, it's time for bed. He's like, yeah, just a second. And looks through the asteroid and jacks it up to 6,000 times zoom. And he sees the asteroid and he's like, whoa, an asteroid. And then we come to the theme song. And when we come back, we're on Dr. Fairweather, and she is modifying the battle booster. Oh, by the way, Ryan is in the credits, not in the episode.
Nope.
So he made it.
No mention. He is gone. He left like he said he was going to.
Yeah, and they kind of skirt around him, but they don't really say, like, he's gone now. And so, but the reason that they're fussing with the battle booster is that they are making it so they can make the Max Solar Zord remote controlled with it.
Yeah.
And they'll need that to make the Omega Megazord, which might be the goofiest Megazord name.
Why not just call it
the Omega Zord?
The Omega Zord.
Well, the Omega Zord is the coolest word I've ever heard in my life.
And so they had to muck it up.
Yeah.
Put an extra mega in there.
The Omega Megazord.
The Omegan Meganzord.
Yeah, I love the Omegan Meganzord. Omegan Meganzord X. Omegan Megazord Guts version, Z?
ZX.
Omegan Megazord Battle Network?
I think it was ZX that was the DS, like, sub-series.
I don't even...
Omegan Megazord Zero?
All of them. All your Omegan Megazords. So they look at a video of the Zords, and they're just, like, enraptured. It's basically, like, souped-up rescue Zords. Like, they just got, like, cool new things on them. They're a little spacier. And that's really it. And Joel comes in as Dr. Fairweather leaves, Joel comes in and goes with Dr. Fairweather, and he's got flowers. He's like, hey, Dr. F, I got something for you. Or she's like, oh, Joel, you're late. He's like, well, it's because I was getting something for you. And she's like, oh, yeah, what? And then Carter comes up to the window and is like, this is rad!
Dr. F, this is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
This is so good. And so they look over, and she looks back, and now all the Power Rangers are looking at Joel. And so he's like, nothing.
And we see, like, from the vantage point of the other Rangers, they can clearly see the giant bouquet of flowers behind his back.
Oh, they know. That's why they're still staring. It's because this is dunk on Joel time, their favorite time of day.
So Joel tries to cover, be like, it was nothing, never mind, and then checks his watch. Oh, Simon comes over his morpher.
Yeah.
That's what calls for him, and he pulls it out with the hand that's holding the flowers.
Of like daisies. Like,
yeah, they're not roses.
Yeah, which I think is probably better, because he tried roses, I think, twice, and both went bad. These are just daisies.
Maybe flowers are just not the way. Maybe you should let Dr. Fairweather work while she's at her job, Joel.
She's at her job, dog. What are you doing? But yeah, Simon comes over, and he's like, what are you doing? And he hides, like, he, like, does the handoff. Dr. Fairweather clearly saw the flowers. Like,
oh, yeah, he basically hit her in the face with them.
So then he, like, ducks behind the rescue rover.
Like, nobody saw him run there?
He's just, like, ducking behind it. And I think this is really funny because he's in Power Rangers town. Like, that's where he is. But this is just like when they're out in the world in season one. They got to hide behind a lunchbox or whatever.
I like how it's not like, I need to hide my identity from people.
So I need to hide
hide the people from my boss.
This kid hacked my stuff, and now he's calling me.
So that's why him scanning it was so important. That's how he got the frequency and was able to hack it.
Yep. He's a very smart kid.
He has a whole notebook full of evidence of how smart he is.
Well, we'll see in just a second. So they kind of dunk on him. They laugh at him a little bit, and he ducks behind the thing. And the captain's there, and he's, like, talking to a friend. And Joel's like, well, And then Simon's like, you need to come over now. And he's like, I'll take care of it. And hands the flowers to Captain Mustache, and then gets in the rescue rover and drives away. And then we leave, like, on the captain just, like, holding the flowers, like, well, now I'm responsible for these flowers. Cool. What do I do with these? So we cut to Simon's house, where Joel pulls up, and Simon's, like, already on the curb, and he's got, like, his backpack, I think. And he's like, I got something important to tell you. He's like, you know how much hot water I'm in? Like, you can't just hack my emergency communicator. Like, you can't do that. He's like, it is an emergency. There's a giant asteroid. I got proof. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I think Joel says, like, whatever, you're just a kid or something like that.
Yeah.
Because then Simon is like, I'm a very smart kid.
Yeah.
And hands him this notebook with math, like, alien math in it.
It's definitely, like, I don't know if it's correct. If you're a math head, if you're one of them math kids that likes it a lot and did it a lot in school, go check out this episode and tell us if any of this is anywhere near anything.
I'm sure. I'm almost positive. I didn't get a good look at it, but I'm sure it's not actual math. It's just formulas written down.
It looks like formulas and stuff, like, all over the place. There's, like, a little diagram of, like, a circle and some lines, like, that's the Earth, and here's where it's gonna go, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it all looks, the good thing is that it all looks like real math.
Yeah.
This is all stuff that I'd be confused by in real life, too, if I saw it. So, he is like, all right, get in the car.
Yeah, because Simon's like, I got the velocity, the mass, the trajectory, I got this all figured
it's
out.
It's all here. And he's like, all right, come on. So, they drive back to the lab, and they're pulling up, they're getting in the little bay thing that rises up the rescue rover.
Yeah.
As they're rising up, Simon's, like, wide-eyed, and he's like, oh my god, I'm here. And so they go up to Dr. Fairweather, and they try to get her attention, but she's about to do tests on the Omegan Meganzord, and unfortunately, she doesn't care about Joel enough to stop.
Has no time for Joel. But this is Joel's fault for not saying, hey, there's an asteroid heading for us. Instead, like, he's like, oh, excuse me, I need to talk to you. It's very important.
Yeah, he's the boy who cried wolf. Like, this is, like, the fifth time he's tried doing this. Like, hey, can I just, like, talk to you for a second?
People in this friggin' season. Need to just say what they mean.
Yeah, at least everybody else, this, to Joel's credit, like, at least this is in character for him.
That's true.
The other ones are just like, why are you just not telling her, Captain Mustache? Kind of seems like it's muddling the point. Might be just a like, little better.
Because Dr. Fairweather saw Simon when they came in, and she was like, yeah. Oh, hi, who's this? I'm busy. I have to go.
Yeah.
He could have just been like, he knows about the asteroid that's on its way to kill us.
Yeah, that would definitely get anyone's attention, right? Yeah. But instead, he's like, can I just talk to you real quick? And he just like has a boy yeah, in here now.
I brought this boy. Don't worry about him until I tell you why.
She is very genial with him. She's like, oh, hi. I'm very busy, Joel. I need to go do stuff. So she walks away. Simon looks at Joel as like Dr. Fairweather walks away. He's like, go. Yeah. Go.
He's like, go what tell her, please.
You need to tell her? Like, there's a thing, Joel.
This little boy could be a good Green Ranger, I
probably,
bet.
Probably, I bet. And we know them suits make you bigger.
Yeah.
They give you that.
They're grow-up suits.
They're grow-up suits. They're muscle-butt grow-up suits, but from tots. He tries to get her attention again. It's not working. She's in the middle of the test. She's like, I need to, like, we're doing a test right now. I need to watch the results. Simon sees a computer, so he sneaks into a computer room, shuts the door, hacks the door shut. We'll see in a minute.
Yeah.
Gets on the computer, puts his math proof down, starts hacking the planet. And then we cut back over to Dr. Fairweather, and it says the test failed because the computer is not doing test stuff anymore.
Yeah, someone says something like, hey, there's something happened with the test. It's not responding anymore
or
something.
It's not testing.
And then on the computer screen, it just flashes error in big red letters. You know, like when computers crash.
Yeah.
How it does that. And Dr. Fairweather sees Simon locked in a computer room. And
yeah.
He sees her see him, and he's just like, crack, crack, gotta type. Gotta get this in.
And it's not just the computer room. It's like the room that they... Like, that she shows them the
stuff
in.
Yeah, it's where the Rangers were looking at the Omega Megazord.
Like, they always go in here. It's, like, the most important computer in the place, I would bet.
I can't believe they took Omega Zord and made it just from the coolest word to the goofiest word.
Yeah.
And just by adding another Mega
It's so
there.
Wild. If Power Rangers showed up in the Omega Zord, I would lose my fucking mind. I would go absolutely bonkers at how rad that was.
But instead...
Here's Power Rangers from the end of the universe and the Omega Zord. What? That's the dopest shit ever.
But instead, they ride in on the Omega Megazord.
The Omega Megazord. Here it is.
And their Weenie Hut Jr. Omega Megazord.
And guess what, everybody? We'll see it, and it's fine.
It's
yeah. Totally fine. It's not bad. It's not like amazing and wonderful, but it's like a solid Zord. But it could have been the Omega Zord. That's all I'm going to think about for the rest of my time on this earth is how they didn't do it the Omega Zord. This is how you do me, Power Rangers? After everything? Anyway, they try to get in. Joel goes up to the door to like... probably force it open. Dr. Fair's like, get out of my way. You know, because you think she's going to try to, like, use a key card. No, she shoulder checks it, and it doesn't open. I just love that, where she's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to break the door open.
Brute force first, then she tries her key card, and that doesn't work.
Doesn't work a couple times.
She has to counter hack the door.
Yeah, it's definitely that scene from Hackers where they're all hacking the same planet, and only one of them can drop the payload. So... she ends up dropping the payload on the door. Door busts open. And they, like, Joel grabs Simon, and he, like, as he's getting pulled away, he hits enter. And then Dr. Fairweather's like, what are you doing? This is, like, very sensitive equipment, all that. And she sits down and looks at the screen. And now
Simon is like, just look at it.
And now it is a visual, like, a camera pointed at the big old... And this is, like, a nasty-looking asteroid. Like,
yeah, it's got a lot of spikes on it.
There's a lot of spikes. There's a lot of, like, glowing red veins.
Yeah, it definitely has, like, smaller parts of an asteroid orbiting it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It looks awesome, I think.
I would be very scared for that to crash into our planet.
Oh, five sure.
Never mind literally the city I'm in.
Yeah. So she, like, looks down, sees all this math proof, and she's like, oh, my God. Like, and gets, like, you know, as Simon's, like, walking up. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And gives him a kiss on the cheek. And it cuts to Joel being like, yeah, my cousin, he did a good thing. To the kiss on the cheek. And he literally, his face drops.
He gets so mad.
He is so jelly of this boy.
He's so gross.
Joel, why? Think about these feelings you're having for 1 second. You're jealous of like a 12-year-old. Come on. You idiot. Then there's like a whole bunch of stuff going on. There's like emergencies, all that. The Rangers are scrambling. She's like, Joel, you gotta go.
Yeah, he's too busy go be like a Power Ranger. Festering.
Yeah. Go be a Power Ranger. So he leaves. We just cut from them, like, they don't morph or anything. We just cut from them, like, leaving as Power Rangers, like, getting into the Zords to right in the Max Solar Megazord. And they're charging up, and they're going to blast the asteroid out of the sky. It's very far away, and they're going to hit it from Earth. Don't worry about it. It's totally fine.
It's laser physics, man.
How does that work? Nobody knows. Same way magnets work. Can't tell. Hey, speaking of magnets, I don't know if I told you. I went to Pinballs, which is like a pinball arcade. For anyone not in Austin. Yeah,
you just used a magnet to guide the ball around?
No, there's one called Orbital, and it has magnets in it, so there's big gaps in there, but like the magnets will like move where the ball is.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
It sucks. It sucks so much.
Kudos to them for trying to be like, hey, how do we innovate pinball?
It literally is like the coolest thing I've ever seen. It sucks to play. Yeah. Cause you're like, I'm gonna hit this flipper, and it's like, whom. I was there with my friend Jacob, and he went to hit it. It missed, and there's like a gap next to it because there's magnets, so it has a lot of missing places like that you normally bump into. So right next to the flipper, there's nothing. So it goes around the flipper, and he flipped it, and that moved the magnet and slingshotted it back up into the pinball machine. It's like, what?
That's insane.
Yeah, it's bananas. But yeah, so magnets and lasers, basically impossible to tell how they work. Don't even try. I don't care if a scientist tries to tell me.
You know they'd be lying.
They're just lying, trying to get me mad. We cut to Queen Bansheera, who's like, hey, they're going to blow up the asteroid. Do something about that. And he's like, I will blot out the sun. And then he just teleports away. And then he lands. He like shadow steps in, where it's just like there's nothing, and then Olympias, and he makes a shadow dome over the Zords, over the Megazord, and they're like, "What's happening?"
It's almost like he is eclipsing the Megazord.
Almost. Was that episode like 19?
It was like the third part of Green with Evil. Maybe the fourth part.
So 19 or 20, I think. Wow.
Yep.
That was a long time ago. We did all those on one Sunday morning, except for the first part. We did the first part on Saturday night, and we were going to do a couple, and there was a huge thunderstorm, so we were like, we'll do it tomorrow. And then we had to do four in one day.
I can't believe we did that.
We were so stupid.
Now we do two in one day, and I'm like, oh my God.
If we do two in one day, that second one is guaranteed to be off the rails because we are both exhausted. So Carter says, seems like something's wrong here. And there is! And then he sees Olympias. What is this? Who wrote this? Which one of you wrote this particular line of dialogue? I demand an apology for just how bad it is.
I bet it was Judd.
Probably Judd. All of the voice acting for the Power Rangers in the morph stuff is usually fine. It's pretty bad in this episode.
It's not great.
They're all yelling. No one is acting. They are reading their lines loud. Like, that's...
Yeah.
There's no, like, emotion. Like, they're given a direction, which is, like, urgent. But that's all they're given. So they're all doing it kind of the same way. I do not like it. So they jump out to fight Olympias. And there's, like... I don't even know if they hit him before they pull out the battle boosters. And they do 5-5-5. Because this is a fake number battle booster punch.
And that makes them shoot him with a laser. Well, with five lasers.
Five lasers. 5-5-5 lasers. Should hit 5-5 times. Three doesn't make any sense. Only three of you can use your lasers. Then they get a call because we cut back and forth between like this happening and Simon and Dr. Fairweather. Like, Simon's doing math on a calculator that looks like he won it from selling a lot of candy at Christmas time. Remember that? Remember you go around with like a catalog and be like, which candy do you want? I need this.
Or popcorn.
Or popcorn or wrapping paper. It's like, buy some. I need to buy some.
Which giant tin of stale popcorn would you like? Butter, cheddar, caramel, or all three in one?
Or all three in a little try one. You always go for the try one. Get that
or
variety.
No chocolate was also one.
I don't trust chocolate popcorn.
It's definitely stale. All the stale popcorn just gets coated in chocolate and resold.
Sent back, yeah. but it's like, I need you to buy these so I can get an inflatable chair or this calculator that's kind of wide. Like, I definitely had one of these.
You hold it like an original Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. And
but it's
like
a calculator.
And like, you feel like the smartest person alive. Like, look at how advanced my calculator is. There's a cosine button on here.
Whoa.
What do I do with that? I'll literally never know for the rest of my life.
They're starting.
Oh, no. Hey, guess what? This episode's about to pop off, everybody. So the asteroid is too big. He's like, he shows her his math, which probably just says boobies upside down. and she's like, oh, this, everyone, asteroid's way too big. She's like, you need to come back right now. It's time to initiate the Omega Project. The Prestige. And so they come back. It's Omega Project in the show. According to my notes, it's the Okefa Project.
Oh, yes.
Close but wrong. Jake's bad thumbs. So then we come back to Bansheera, who's like, if this plan works, Olympias will be my second in command. Which now that I know, like, this is all American footage.
Yeah.
Well, it's half American, half Sentai, because we do see... I can't think of a fake name for him. I'm just out. I ran out of fake names for Mud Pie. I'm sorry, guys. And Vipra. And they're like, huh? Him? Your son? But if they were all her children, then, like, obviously that would make sense.
Right.
Like, oh, the baby? But he sucks. He's been a baby for 5,000 years. What does he know?
He's born from a dog bone.
He was literally pooping in his pants a week and a half ago. I can't follow this dude who pooped his pants often a week ago and then turned into a dog boner and then got birthed.
And then he was birthed as a hot demon man.
I can't follow that. It's too short a time. So then the Rangers are on the platform. They're descending to go initiate the Omega Project. And as they're going down, Simon tries to like run up to Joel. And Dr. Fairweather grabs him, and Joel like hits the thing, so his visor comes down. And every time they do that to like talk to someone, I like it more and more. It's like a very good like emotion signal, like, hey, this is serious. I gotta take my visor down. I really like that. He's like, hey, we'll be good. Don't worry.
And then he salutes like six times as the elevator goes down.
Yeah, and so then we cut to them initiating, you know, they're getting in, things are flying, things are moving, things are, you know, about to be shot into space. And we get a little scene of Simon saluting Captain Mustache because Dr. Fairweather brings him up right next to him. And I don't know if Captain Mustache knew the kid was there yet. Didn't super look like it, but they salute each other. It's very cute. And then we cut to Space Train.
All aboard the Space Train.
It's this giant train flying through space. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I love a space train.
Like just bursting through the like comet shards around it, just like muscling through to get to the meat of the asteroid.
They get to the asteroid and they start morphing or combining, and they do like a CGI combination that looks really good, actually. There was a couple times where I was like, obviously this is CGI, but there was also a few times where I was like, this might not be. But it has to be because it's going way too smooth. But it was pretty good. And then it cuts from there to definitely the toy touching down on a set.
100%. It's a very good representation of the toy. And the CG, because we've always talked about how like we're worried about when the CG starts to happen that it's going to lose some of its charm.
Yeah.
But I think because... it's still like... standard definition, it holds all the charm.
Yeah, and they don't, it's not CGI Zords fighting. It's yeah, just a combination. It's
just it coming together, and it looks enough like boxes.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to do a lot cooler stuff with how the Zord is put together with it because there's no physical limitation.
Yeah, and it might be like, it might still be like models, but like assisted with CGI, because there's definitely a couple points where I was like, I'm pretty sure the face is CG, but like the arms might not be. It's hard to tell in a couple parts, but like, I guess that means it's pretty good. Then the toy comes down. Looks like that one Pokemon. Which one is it? It's a big guy.
Oh, Metagross.
That's him.
Yeah.
I did a hand motion. I don't know if it's motion.
Metagross or Metagross.
Metabots.
Because the last half of his name is just straight the word gross.
Oh.
But I think it's, I've always said Metagross.
I like Metagross better because Metagross seems like what like bullies in his fifth grade class will call him.
Right. You think he'd be like a poison type.
Yeah.
If he was Metagross.
No, he's steel something.
Steel psychic.
Psychic. That's weird. So anyway, Chad makes a landing zone. This is also some just bad voice acting. Everyone has bad voice acting in their suits this time. Yeah,
because Carter's like, there's nowhere to land.
And Chad's like, I'll have to make it myself.
He just shoots a bunch of rocks.
And he's like, I did it.
And so Carter's like, good job.
And so they land. And y'all remember the movie Armageddon?
Yeah, they pretty much just do Armageddon.
This is the movie Armageddon, and I think I'm actually going to look it up right now. I'm going to look up when the movie Armageddon, the cinematic masterpiece starring, Bruce Willis.
I feel like Armageddon is like 1999.
It absolutely had to be. That's like exactly how I'm feeling, and this was the year 2000, but in Japan it was 99, so it would have been pretty close. Armageddon, 1998. Took plenty of time. They absolutely were like, let's just literally do Armageddon the movie.
It's been 2 years. No one remembers that movie. No one even remembers it. That tiny little movie, Armageddon.
Yeah, barely
did
anything.
With the Aerosmith song that played at your middle school dance every time.
Every single one. Also, everyone liked Deep Impact better, so they were watching that instead of Armageddon. We can just totally take over.
Deep Impact won the Asteroid Wars.
It looks like. I actually think Armageddon totally did, because Deep Impact, I know it's about an asteroid. I can't tell you. Morgan Freeman was the president in it, I think.
I think it crashes in an ocean and makes a tidal wave.
Well, I don't remember.
I don't know.
I didn't see it. I watched Armageddon, though.
Here, let me tell you about Armageddon versus Deep Impact.
Okay.
I've seen Deep Impact once. I've never seen Armageddon all the way through.
Really?
I can tell you more about Armageddon than I can about Deep Impact.
Hey. Pretty scathing indictment of Deep Impact, I would say. So they very slowly drill a hole and put a bomb in there. Joel's like, hey, be careful with that bomb. It's going to blow up if you're not careful. Because like, I'm nervous enough as it is.
Yeah, I don't need you riding my ass, Joel.
Please get off my dick, Joel. I'm trying to put a bomb in an asteroid to save our planet. Okay, can you give me 2 seconds? So they're like one down, one to go. Then they fly to another part. They do it again, and they drill the hole. And they
with the drill arms, which is just like an actual Lego hand spinning very
just
fast,
spins real quick. And they drill in, and they pick out the bomb. And I was like, surely something's going to interrupt them when they're trying to put the bomb in there. Nope, they do a whole sequence again, and it's very slow. Then we get a shot of Bansheera's head. And I don't know if she's there or projecting, because it's not transparent at all, so I don't think it was a projection, or if she's just yelling from the demon dimension or what. But then they say probably my third favorite line in the history of Power Rangers, the asteroid is alive, which is awesome.
Yeah, because she says something and the asteroid just starts like making more spikes and like grabbing them.
It's like grabby fingers, but rock spikes. And we cut back to the base where Dr. Ferro's like, get out of there. Get out of there now. Like, please get out of there. And then Carter's like, well, something's offline. We have to detonate it manually.
Yeah, Carter says, we literally cannot get out of here.
Yeah.
It's holding us.
And especially, we already did all the work. If we just leave, the Earth is doomed. If we can get out, we have to detonate them manually. And Captain Mustache is like, it's way too dangerous. Do not do that. And he's like, tough, sir. And they activate Megazord mode. and like stand up and they break out of the little rock thingies and they pick up their big Omegan Megan Lance.
As the Megazord is standing up, it's just this super cool shot of him, like him, the robot, him, Megazord.
Yeah.
Like bursting out of the rock fingers. So there's all these rock shards flying off of it. Half of the earth is in the background against
awesome.
The backdrop of space. And it's just like holding its giant spear out, ready to stab this living asteroid in the heart. And it's just the coolest shot in Power Rangers.
It's really good. And so they lift the spear and they jab it down onto one of the bombs and it explodes. Simon drops his math proof and he starts running. Dr. Fairweather grabs him and hugs him and they're like, no! And it's like slow motion.
Dr. Fairweather is doing some work.
She is so good in this episode.
Yeah. I believe every ounce of like
everything.
Sadness, everything that she's feeling.
Yeah, it's so good. The Zord is in the middle of this gigantic chain explosion. There's just fire everywhere. They lose video at the lab, and it's quiet for like 25 seconds.
Yeah, it feels like forever.
Yeah. And then you just hear Carter come over and say, sir, we did it. We blew it up, and we're fine. And then we get the visual back, and it's them back in train mode, flying back to Earth, and everyone starts cheering and, like, throwing papers or whatever. I don't know what they're doing. They're having fun. They're great now. Everything's good. He's like, we're good. Everyone's fine. And Chad's like, and nobody was hurt. And it's like, okay, Chad, thanks. Thanks, Chad. You're doing great over there, sweetie. Then we go to commercial. We come back to them coming through the doors. Everyone's applauding. Joel comes up to Dr. Fairweather and thanks her. And she's like, well, it was mostly Simon. Couldn't have done it without Simon. And he's like, yeah, awesome, Simon. And he grabs Simon and kind of like
pulls him into a dark alley and beats him up for getting kissed by a girl he likes.
He kites him over to this doorway, this hallway. And he's like, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to ask Dr. Fairweather out. I don't know if I would do it, but she seems to like you more, so I'm going to need you to do that, okay? And he's like, yeah, okay.
Joel puts his cowboy hat on Simon and then, like, butt shoes him into like, the crowd.
It's like in the Grinch where he's like, he got Cindy Lou Who some water. He's trying to get her back into bed.
And after Simon walks away, he, like, slinks back into the shadows of the other room, but is still peeking around
like
the corner.
Peeking behind the corner like a weirdo.
What a creep.
And so we see, from like Joel's perspective, we don't hear anything. Simon says something to Dr. Fairweather. She like laughs and like shakes her head or like nods her head.
Yeah.
And then the other Rangers are like, oh, yeah. And we don't hear anything again because like kind of far away. We're off. We're with Joel off in the corner. And then he comes back over and he's like, what'd you say? And Simon's like, she said yes. And he's like, oh, I knew she would go out with me. Yeah. And Simon's like, hold on. What? No. She's going to go out on a date with me.
She agreed to a date with me.
Because I asked her.
You didn't tell me to ask her on a date for you.
And then he's like, what? And he takes his hat back. And then Dr. Fairweather comes up and ready to go, Simon. And just like grabs him by the arm. And they like walk
arm in
away.
Arm, they go on their cute date.
Yeah. And then the other Rangers come from behind Joel. They knew this was happening. And they went the long way around. So they could come up and dunk on him.
Oh, they just laugh him out of the episode.
It's so good.
So good.
Then the episode ends, and that's it. Josh, you started. I get to pick the first best. I am going to say The Asteroid is Alive is the best.
Mine is adjacent to that. It's the Megazord when it first comes together in man form.
Yeah, that was all.
With that
was also
Earth backdrop, and it's just like, I will stab this asteroid in its heart to kill it.
Yeah, very good. The worst I'm gonna say is where it's Joel. Definitely, I'm trying to see if I can hone in on what's worse. We've already worsted him bothering Dr. Fairweather at work. I think it's gonna be I'm gonna make this kid ask this woman out for me. That'll work. I got a tricker with a cute boy.
I'm kind of tempted not to worst Joel, because if he's not a gross creep, then he can't be dunked on, and him being dunked on is my fave.
That is true.
And I kind of want to worst the, like, opening montage of Olympus explaining the the plan over a PowerPoint presentation. And Bansheera's head just pops up and she screams about an asteroid.
That was pretty bad.
Because I decided last episode, and this episode kind of confirmed it, that for me, Bansheera sucks. And I don't want her to be here.
She's not great. That's for sure. Yeah, I might agree with you on it. Maybe not on that specifically. Because I do like Joel getting dunked on. And that only can happen if he's a dumb creep.
Right. If you like Joel, you don't want him to get dunked on.
I want him to get dunked on often. Early and often. I think instead I will worst the very, very slow... All right, now we're drilling a hole.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, too.
Now we're putting a bomb. Whew. Let's go do it again. That was real, real boring.
And also, now you have a bunch of little asteroids heading toward Earth. But that's a fake problem.
They might burn up in the atmosphere. That's, you know, that's whatever. MVP is Dr. Fairweather in a walk.
I was going to say Simon.
Well, hey, when we don't have to pick the same one. I think it's Dr. Fairweather for sure.
I am going to give it to Simon because they would not have even known about the asteroid without him.
No, that's true. I think I'm going to give it to Monica Lewerens instead of Dr. Fairweather specifically because her acting was on point
this episode.
She did
so good.
So now we have to rank it. And at the beginning of this, I was a little warmer on it than you. Have you changed your position at all?
I still feel like it kind of goes flat in the middle, but the end is super... Like, everything from Super Space Train on is the raddest thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think the worst part was how slow the we're drilling, now we're putting a bomb in there. But that was still, like... different for Power Rangers. So I think that whole scene was really awesome.
And it started on a pretty good foot with Joel hanging out with a kid and being like kind of endearing for a minute.
Yeah.
It's just everything in the middle kind of was just like, we're waiting for the end.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to give it 2 negative points for that. When he got there with Simon, like
I don't think it was bad. It was just,
it was middling.
Yeah. It was middling. It was middling in the middle.
I would have started out pretty high on this. Where do you think it should go?
How many total are we at?
We're at 19, because it's episode 20.
All right. Let's say, what is number 7?
Number 7 is Up to the Challenge.
Remind me what that is.
Frank and Brian.
Frank and Brian. Ooh.
I think The Asteroid is Alive is better than Frank and Brian.
I think you're right. Frank and Brian ruled a lot. There was good fights with Chad.
Yeah,
but there was not a space train landing and destroying an asteroid.
Yeah, at no point did Carter say, no, we do need to blow this bomb up by hand. We can't do it, and we have to do this.
Such a good, if not us, then who moment.
That's exactly
it. So perfect. Okay, this is better than Frank and Brian.
Okay, so above Frank and Brian is Olympias Ascends. That was Olympias...
Is that the one when Olympias was born in?
That's the one where he comes out of the ground and steals the other Power Rangers. I'm 90% sure that's what it is. Where he stole them and he could turn into them and was like going through as body doubled them.
I think this is better than that.
I think it's better than that too. Above that is Strength of the Sun, which is Ryan steals the thing and is like, hey, now that I'm in trouble, can someone tell me how to drive this?
Is this better than that?
I think it's a little better.
I think it might edge it out.
And then above that, the two above that are From Deep in the Shadows and Truth Discovered, which are the two first Ryan episodes. So Wet Bandit was From Deep in the Shadows, and then A Kid Blowing Up in a Car, but JK, he didn't blow up, he got stole by a demon, is Truth Discovered.
I think it might be better than From Out of the Shadows, but I don't think it beats Truth Discovered.
Okay. I think that's fair, because above that is Riding the Edge at number 2, and I don't think it's better than that.
No.
But I do think it is better than Deep in the Shadows was very good, but it all led up to something. And then Truth Discovered was like, here it is.
Yeah.
So like, I think the payoff worked a lot better. So between the two, if we're going to split them, now's the time. So coming in at number 4, really good showing, is The Omega Project.
Hurrah.
Hurrah. All right. And that's going to do it for us for this week. The next episode is Lightspeed Fifth Crystal. We're going to do that next week. And again, it's mostly July. Most of July will be one episode weeks, just until it's the closest to a vacation we are going to take on the show. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We will see you next time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So, yeah, and Joe, the whole time, every time this kid, I'm going to take that again because I said a lot of words at the front.